Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
John, take us to the Olympics.
Listen, we're going to listen to Kelly Clark as she shares her story. This is a successful three-time medalist, Olympian with a long history of successful victories. But it just, you got to hear her story because it's absolutely amazing. In fact, let's go there now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to New York's JFK International Airport. For the local time is 6:30 a.m. We will be taxiing for a few moments. Please remain seated with your seatbelts fastened.
My name is Kelly Clark, and I'm a professional snowboarder.
Kelly goes bigger than a lot of guys in the half pipe. She goes bigger than I go in the half pipe, that's for sure.
Whenever I watch Kelly and she's going like as big as the dudes, you know, I'm just like, dude, that chick is awesome.
Probably at times she goes bigger than me. Off the record, of course.
Please stay in your seat until the captain turns off the seatbelt sign. Red eye flight, but I never fell asleep last night. And everything's new and everything glows here brighter than TV. And I can taste it, I can touch it, I can feel my heart go.
Olympics are definitely the pinnacle of a competitive snowboarder's career. I won the Olympics when I was 18 in 2002 in Salt Lake City. You know you've made it when. I was living the dream, you know, every kid that dreams about being a pro snowboarder, I had it made. On the flip side of it, on the inside, I wasn't really satisfied because no matter what I did, nothing was fulfilling me, even all the success that I could strive for. And I think about 2 years went by, and I was at my first event in Utah. I was in my hotel room that morning, and I was just writing in my journal, and I was kind of at the end of it. I was kind of done. And I was writing about, you know, if I didn't wake up tomorrow, like, I was fine with that. And I didn't think anybody cared about me. And I didn't think anybody would care if I didn't wake up tomorrow. And I just thought, was writing about how if this was what life was, like, if that's what it was, like, I was done with life. And that same day, you know, I had qualifiers for some event, and you know, so I go out and do my snowboard thing, and it's going really well. This girl came down because she had crashed twice, and her friend was like, hey, it's all right, God still loves you. Just hearing that statement gave me this hope that, like, God loves you. Maybe God loves me. That's something. I found out the girl who had made the comment was staying in my hotel. So I went to her hotel room, knocked on the door, and I said, hey, my name's Kelly. I think you might be a Christian, and I think you need to tell me about God. I thought being a Christian was about going to church, and I thought it was about following rules, and I thought it was about being good all the time. And she's like, hey, you know, it's about relationship. It's not about religion. I took the next, you know, 4 or 5 months just kind of like, hey, God, like, show me that you're real. This is something that's amazing, but I need to know that I know that I know. And sure enough, God met me over the next, you know, 4 or 5 months. I was surrounded by people who could help me understand, you know, who God was and how it looked to have a relationship with him. Before I became a Christian, my whole life was snowboarding. I was Kelly Clark, pro snowboarder, and snowboarding was a really huge part of my identity. It was what I pulled from for my self-worth, and it's a pretty fragile thing to have your identity in. Up until that point in my life, my identity was just in my snowboarding, and it just began to shift, you know, to being loved and having that be my identity. You know, you can say my identity is in Jesus and as a daughter of God and all this different stuff, but I just think the simplest way I can understand it is that, like, I'm loved, and that I know that I know that I know.
That's such an awesome testimony. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're at that point and you're thinking, nobody loves me. God doesn't know I exist. You've been thinking about ending it. You've been pondering ways to just stop breathing, stop your heart from being another beat. But you just found out that God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. This is such an important moment. That's why, you know, being part of the community and part of the tribe, we can do this together. You're not alone. It's us together. It's no longer me. It's we. We're walking this out together in Jesus Christ. Listen, God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. And just like Kelly Clark, all you got to do is just reach out to him and say, Lord, I want you. Just like Kelly Clark, I want you. Just like Greg and like John and everybody that's here in the, all of our community that knows Christ, you can know him. You can make him the Lord of your life. You know, we shared our stories, how we were like Kelly Clark before she met God, that we got our stories. We shared it. But we also share how we found God and how it changed our life, how he changed our life, like her life has changed. And we shared that at meetmyfather.org. Meet my father. You've got to meet him. It's going to bless your heart when you go there. And just share with us. Share with us your testimony. Let us know if this is you, you know, and you've had that experience and now you're walking with Christ just like Kelly is, like John is, like I am, and like so many in our communities walking with Christ. Share your testimony below. Write us, call us, let us know. It's encouragement because you overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.